Welcome to HockeyWiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I talk about the infamous contract dispute between Alexei Yashin and the Ottawa Senators. In this podcast, I talk about the ugly contract dispute between Alexei Yashin and the Ottawa Senators. Alexei Yashin was selected second overall in the 1992 NHL entry draft by the Ottawa Senators. At the time, he was considered to be a highly touted prospect and was expected to be a cornerstone player for the franchise. Yashin made his NHL debut in the 92-93 season and would quickly become one of the team's star players. He was known for his offensive skill, playmaking ability, and scoring prowess. He consistently ranked among the team's leading scorers and was also the team captain for some time. In 504 regular season games, Yashin tallied 218 goals, 273 assists, 291 points, and was a plus 11 with a .97 points per game average. Yashin also appeared in several playoff seasons with the Senators during his tenure, as in 27 playoff games, he scored 8 goals and 23 points. Alexei Yashin's contract dispute with the Ottawa Senators during the 1999-2000 NHL season was one of the most notable and contentious contract disputes in NHL history. The dispute centered around Yashin's refusal to honor the final year of his existing contract with the Senators, and it has significant repercussions for both Yashin and the team. Yashin was under contract with the Ottawa Senators for the 99-2000 season, but with 1 year left on his current deal, Yashin and his agent, Mark Gambler, demanded a new contract with significantly higher compensation. They believed that Yashin deserved a raise and wanted to renegotiate his contract even though he had one more year remaining. Yashin was due to make $3.6 million that year in the last of his 5-year $13.5 million contract. Mark Gambler, Yashin's agent, suggested an extension that would call for $11 to $12 million for the next 2 years. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777scouting. When the Senators and Yashin couldn't reach an agreement on a new contract, Yashin chose to hold out and refused to report to the team for the entire 1999-2000 season. This decision created a major controversy as he was the team's captain and was one of its most talented players. This holdout led to tension between the team and Yashin, which in turn created controversy and backlash from both fans and teammates. The NHL community was critical of Yashin at the time because he was widely seen as betraying the team and his obligations under the current contract. Playing hardball with the holdout Russian star, the Ottawa Senators suspended Yashin for the season and threatened him with financial penalties if the club lost money because of his absence. Ottawa general manager Marshall Johnson added that the Senators would not trade the Russian center and said that the club believes Yashin still owed them a season's service. The threat of financial penalties and the issue of whether Yashin owed them another season would be critical to the league and NHLPA. The NHLPA supported Yashin in his dispute with the Senators. The NHLPA filed a grievance on his behalf, arguing that the league's CBA allowed players to renegotiate contracts. The contract dispute dragged out through the entire 1999-2000 season, with Yashin remaining out of the lineup. The Senators were unable to trade him or reach a settlement, and ultimately, Yashin did not play any games that NHL season. Supported by the National Hockey League, that under the terms of his standard player's contract and the CBA, as well as under accepted principles of contract law, Alexei Yashin was obligated to play for the Ottawa Senators for one more full season under the terms and conditions of his contract. This meant he would have to spend the entire 2000-2001 season with the Senators, something he really didn't want to do. Yashin unwillingly stuck it out through the entire season until he was traded to the New York Islanders in June of 2001. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. In June 2001, the Ottawa Senators traded Alexei Yashin to the New York Islanders in exchange for Zdeno Chara, Bill McCault, and the second overall pick in that year's draft, which was used to select Jason Spezza. The trade effectively ended the contract dispute and Yashin's tenure in Ottawa. Shortly after arriving in New York, he signed a 10-year extension with an annual average of $8.7 million per season. His Islanders tenure was a disaster, as his contract ended up being bought out. The Islanders had to pay Yashin $2.2 million per season from 2007 to 2015. Yashin's holdout and contract dispute had a lasting impact on his reputation in Ottawa and the NHL community. While he continued to have success with the Islanders and with other teams, the controversy surrounding his actions during that dispute remained a significant part of his legacy. Add on the fact that he didn't live up to a contract that he demanded makes him one of the most controversial figures in NHL history. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about the infamous contract dispute between Tuomas Salonen and the Winnipeg Jets.